Well, it's an extended version of Flames at 5 here on a Friday, as we're happy to be extended for this kind of news. We go down the South Street Burger guest hotline, friend of the program, the general manager of the Calgary Flames, Brad Treliving, joins us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Rob. How are you doing today?
I'm excellent. Here, you know, they say the worst time to ever release news is on a Friday late, and yet you've released some pretty good news, I would suggest, for the hockey club. You've extended Michael Backlund.
Yeah, we're going to release it when we get it, and we got it, so we're going to send it out. And it's certainly good news, we're excited to get Michael done, and he's a big part of our group now, and both now and in the future. And so to get this piece of business done is good. It's a good deal for Michael. It's a good deal for us, and. We're happy to share it with all of you.
Let's talk about the term 6 years. Is this a commitment one side or the other was looking for? Was that the easiest part to come to? What about the term of this deal, Brad?
Well, I always say there's only two things that hold contracts up: usually a term and money. And listen, in today's game, Michael's is a 28-year-old player. I think you've heard me say many times, Rob, you're always very cognizant of term in a cap system. And I think, listen, the longer the term, that's something that the player always, and security is something that they're looking for. So, I would be lying if I said we didn't arm wrestle over a few things. Mm-hmm. But with a player like Michael, you're always, again, regardless who the player is, you're always a little bit hesitant with term. To get the cap number that we got, 6 years we were prepared to go to. And you look at all these in an individual basis, and Michael is a player who, in today's game, the speed of the game, you know, probably one of his greatest assets is his ability to skate. He looks after himself. We think he's going to be a player that, just the way he looks after his fitness, how he lives his life, that we expect him to be playing, obviously, to the term of this contract. And we don't think that the fall off as the years go on will be that great. But that's obviously something you're always very aware of. And but we felt, you know, the combination of the term and the cap consequence, we felt this deal was something that fit for us and for Michael, and we were able to get it done.
I'll use your term. Was this a prolonged arm wrestling match, or did this deal come together fairly quick?
Well, I don't know if they ever come together really quick. We all started from a real good starting point where we wanted the player here and the player wanted to be here. And then you just try to find something that works. You know, Michael was a pending UFA. And so when you look in the marketplace, one of the things that I was real adamant about is he plays a premier position. Mm-hmm. So we can all say we want short term and short dollars. You don't have to look too far and see, you know, the struggles teams have had when they're not able to be strong at the center ice position. And you just have to take a little gander into the UFA market. And the centers don't come available that often. And when they do, they're going to be highly sought after. So if Michael was able to get the free agency, I think the dollars and terms and the things that he signed for now, he certainly would have been able to make out very well. And do very well in the free agent market. He wanted to stay here. He wanted to be part of this organization. He wants to win here. But at the same token, he knew he was in a good position. So, it was a hard negotiation. But it always, when it starts at the point where the team wants the player and the player wants the team, you usually can get to a good point. But it, it had to work for everyone, and we were thankful we got to a point that it did.
Brad, I know that we often ask the player about mid-season negotiations and the concerns that they have. From a management standpoint, are you okay negotiating through the season? You prefer not to? Is there anything challenging that you may not get in terms of putting a deal together in the summertime?
Yeah, I'm not necessarily black and white with it. Sure, you'd all like to say, okay, let's take a week in the summer and get all your business done. The real world doesn't work that way. The deals come together when they come together. The one thing, and Michael and I talked, even at the start of the year, and we looked in the summer, and we both made a push to try to get something done. At the end of the day, it just didn't get done. What we did, I've got a good relationship with JP Barry, his representative. We've done a lot of business over the years, and we kind of said to Michael, you go play, and JP and I'll we'll work in the background, and if we can get to somewhere that makes sense, then we'll let you know. And so a lot of work had been going on for a pretty good length of time, but we wanted Bax's focus and he wanted his focus on playing the games and on the team. So, in the last little bit here, the three of us sort of got together of saying, okay, we're getting towards the finish line, and we were able to get there. But you'd love to say, listen, let's pick a nice quiet summer evening and get all your work done, and it never isn't going to bother anybody as you get into the season, and that's just in some cases not reality.
Brad Treliving, general manager of the Calgary Flames, our guest on the South Street Burger guest hotline. The Flames have re-signed Michael Backlund to a six-year extension. Just a couple more for you, Brad. You've often referred to a roster is like a puzzle. You're always putting pieces together. It seems like you now have pieced together the top end of your lineup, at least on the forward group, up the middle. How does that impact other younger centers coming up?
Well, I think how it impacts them is we've got positions open. In my view, you get your good players, you lock them up, and then you add to it. The idea that you let good players go and try to replace them, especially at positions that are difficult. It's hard to find centers. It's hard to find defensemen. You and I have talked about it, Rob. You know my philosophy: be strong in the middle, be strong on the blue line, and you can get strong in goal, and you can sometimes piece it together on the wings. And I think this gives us strength. With you got Monahan, you got Backlund, you've got the young Jankowski progressing. You can continue to add to it. You got Sam Bennett who can play center. You got Curtis Lazar who's played center. To me, you look at teams that have won and they're strong in the middle. You look at teams that sometimes have struggled. There's a correlation. When you're not strong in the middle, it makes it hard to have success. So, to me, this does nothing to prevent. And we're always, I know we all like to say, oh, leave room for young guys. Well, young guys have got to also earn opportunities. Yeah. And, we've shown it with Mark and Jankowski. If you're ready to play in the league and you're ready to help us, we'll find room for you. But I think I'm really happy how this sets us up with some strength down the middle. And we're going to need as I said, Mike, the signing here today is a signal that we're going to be strong in the middle, but, we're going to need continue to have growth and development and youth look to push their way onto this team. And we're going to have spots, but I like the fact that you've got, when those guys are ready to come in, they're coming in sort of underneath to start, not putting them you're putting them in a position to succeed rather than trying to swim in the deep waters right away. So, for a lot of reasons, it was important to get this done, and I like how it sets us up down the middle for now and moving forward.
Well, you've done the deal, so I don't think we can give any information away that might change it. So let me ask you, Chris Snow and his department put a lot of work into it. Where does this club view Michael Backlund in terms of centermen around the league and the role that he plays? Where does he show up the most, do you think?
Well, I call it the guts of the game, and then we've got an analytic department that has other fancier names for it. But, for anyone that watched our game last night, you can probably sum it up in the last 2.5 minutes. I don't think Michael Backlund left the ice on a penalty-killing situation. When you're trying to close out a game, you had two or three important defensive zone draws, heavy matchups, playing against top players, the ability to drive play at both ends of the ice. It's a short list Rob, of guys that are first over the boards in really any situation, whether it be 5-on-5, penalty kills, power play, 4-on-4, 3-on-3, and that's backs. So to me, in a lot of ways, he's just now entered the prime of his career. I think Michael Backlund is a real good example of patience for an organization. I wasn't here when Michael was drafted, and like a lot of players, goes through those ups and downs of an early part of his career. But right now, he's an important player who plays an important position and is a true pro. The way he looks after himself, the way he prepares, and also he's the type of person we want. You know, we know what he does off the ice. We pay you for what you do on the ice, but I've been vocal about the type of people we want to surround ourselves with, and that's what Michael Backlund is. So I think he's up there in the country. Obviously, he was, you know, I don't know where he finished, but he was certainly in the conversation with the Selke last year. And I know the value our coaching staff places on him, and the value I place on him. So I think he's a top end two way center, and a really important one in this league.
Brad, always appreciate this. Just one quick question, if I can go in a complete different direction, and that is the player goaltender last night, David Rittich, in the play in the third period. Did we watch a little growth in front of us in terms of a young man learning his way through the game? Made a mistake, but certainly anteed up for it.
Well, I think a couple things. Yeah, I think, you know, that's one area. Gave us all a heart attack up there. I was giving Smitty grief after the game too. I said, that's partly your fault. You gotta work with him there to do as I say, not as I do. But I think what it really showed you is a guy who, a little bit of the character of David Rittich. You know, he came back, he knew he might have muffed one there. But we don't come out of there with 2 points without David Rittich. And a couple of the saves that he made there at the end, it was almost like that third one went in and he said, okay, I'm shutting the door. And it gives you a little insight into the type of person. You've heard, you know, we've seen him play here, but you hear the teammates and the coaches talk about how his teammates love this guy. And it's that battle level. He was willing his way to keep that puck out of the net the last 5.5 minutes. And that's what he did. So good for him, good for us, and get ready for tomorrow.
Congratulations on getting the deal with Michael Backlund. I love the fact that here's a kid drafted by this team, developed by this team, now has a real good shot of maybe one day retiring, but that's way down the road. But he's, as you said, he's a really good person and good in the community, so I think you're living up to all the things you talk about. As always, my friend, I appreciate this. I know you're going to be tired of us here by the time the 26th rolls around, but thanks for giving us some time tonight.
Always a pleasure, Robert. We'll talk to you here tomorrow.